You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The term undocumented or irregular status for Haitians in the Dominican Republic refers to individuals without the necessary legal papers to live or work there. This includes people who entered without permission, overstayed their visas, or were born in the Dominican Republic to undocumented parents and were not granted citizenship. The legal consequences are severe, often leading to arrest and deportation. Nearly 40,000 documented deportations occurred by November 2024, indicating a large population considered to have irregular status. Many deported individuals are referred to as deportees and returnees, meaning they lack legal residency. Reports highlight the deportation of pregnant women and unaccompanied and separated children, UASC, who often have existing humanitarian needs. The term apatridia, statelessness, relates to human rights violations, implying that some individuals of Haitian descent born in the Dominican Republic are denied citizenship, making them undocumented in their birth country. This creates a constant state of vulnerability for many Haitians. The Dominican Republic has a clear policy of deporting undocumented Haitians, with President Luis Abinader making these deportations a key part of his government's policy, aiming for 10,000 deportations each week. In late 2024, the Dominican Republic announced it would begin massive deportations of Haitians living illegally in the country. The Immigration Directorate reported over 94,000 foreigners with irregular status were deported in the last 3 months of 2024 alone. By November 18th, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, recorded nearly 40,000 deportations, with about 27,000 in October alone. The government claims this policy is driven by a desire to control irregular migration and address national security concerns. However, the feasibility of consistently meeting such high targets remains uncertain due to logistical challenges and humanitarian issues. The General Directorate of Migration, DGM, is the main agency responsible for enforcing immigration laws in the Dominican Republic. Its duties include managing borders, issuing visas and residency permits, and conducting operations to find, detain, and deport individuals with irregular immigration status. Reports of mounting abuses by Dominican officials during deportation operations suggest that the DGM's agents conduct raids and detentions. Amnesty International's report condemns human rights violations in the Dominican Republic, specifically mentioning violence in migratory operations and racial profiling. The DGM's aggressive tactics contribute to the fear and instability experienced by Haitian communities. Temporary Protected Status, TPS, is a U.S. immigration program that grants temporary legal status to eligible foreign nationals from countries facing unsafe conditions. For Haitian migrants, TPS has been crucial, offering a temporary break from deportation. The U.S. decision to end TPS for Haitians would mean that those previously protected could face deportation back to Haiti. The lack of TPS or similar protections in neighboring countries like the Dominican Republic means Haitians lack a legal way to remain. Reports emphasize the humanitarian impact of increased deportations and the brutality of mass deportations, highlighting the lack of protected status for Haitians. Haitian laborers are vital to several sectors of the Dominican economy, despite ongoing deportation efforts. Owners of farms, construction companies, and tourism businesses depend on Haitian laborers. Mass deportations can lead to significant labor shortages and increased production costs. The economic impact extends beyond labor, as remittances from Haitian workers contribute to the Dominican economy. The deportation policy has raised serious concerns from international organizations and created fear within the Haitian community. Amnesty International condemns human rights violations, specifically addressing mass deportations of Haitian people, racial profiling, and violence in migratory operations. Civil organizations criticize the harsh new policy of mass deportations, indicating broad concerns regarding human rights. Many Haitians now live in fear of detention and expulsion, limiting their access to basic services like healthcare and education. Haitians and Dominicans of Haitian descent have been detained in various situations, including at hospitals or returning from school. This fear leads to limited access to essential services and avoidance of public spaces. Copyright, African Elements.